And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. So a lot of y'all chiming in on the Val Kilmer thing. I got to tell you, I'm reading a quote right now. Somebody posted on X. I can only assume it's real. Feels real. But Michael Biehn, you remember Michael Biehn, the actor who played Johnny Ringo? Why Johnny Ringo? You look like someone just walked on your grave. Anyway, Johnny Ringo was Michael Biehn was asked at a convention once what it was like to work with Val Kilmer when he was filming Tombstone. He said, "I don't know. I never met Val Kilmer while I was filming Tombstone. I only met Doc Holliday."
That is awesome.
Yeah. So apparently he stayed in character most of the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's.
But I'm also seeing texts of people saying that he played Batman, and I didn't even know he played Batman until I was on X and saw pictures of him. Apparently, it was Batman Forever in '95. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah. By the way, I'm going to go ahead and say that's not big doings because everybody's neighbor's house cat has played Batman at some point.
That's true.
I think we've had Val Kilmer, Mike, what's his name, the comedian, former Michael Keaton,
yep.
George Clooney, mm-hmm. God, who else has Ben Affleck, mm-hmm. Of course Christian Bale.
Yep.
Christian Bale was the best Batman, do you think?
Christian Bale, in my
Christian
opinion.
Christian Bale.
Yeah.
By far.
Although the most recent one, his name was Robert Pattinson. He did a pretty good job as Batman, I think.
You know what? I haven't seen that one.
Really?
One that was real edgy, right?
Yeah, it was edgy. It had like Nirvana as its theme, like song for the movie. I liked it. I mean, it wasn't as good as the Christian Bale ones, but it's a good movie. But yeah,
I thought the Christian Bale, the very first one, was mm-hmm. it Batman Begins? I thought the Christian Bale one was the first one that made it almost feel like it could be real.
Yeah,
that's
the Christian Bale Batman movies will never be topped. So it's a high bar, but I think the Robert Pattinson didn't do a bad one. But who knows? Maybe even though it was kind of small doings, I bet Kilmer probably did a good Batman. Knowing Kilmer, I mean, he could do a good anything.
He did, but it's not his most memorable. But you know what, though? Here's the thing. Val Kilmer in Tombstone, mm-hmm. nobody wants to play Doc Holliday now.
Yeah.
I'm guessing. I'm not like I've talked to everybody in Hollywood. But what I'm saying is, who wants to try and go be Doc Holliday knowing that the standard for Doc Holliday is never going to be topped?
Yeah. It will never be topped. You'll always be the other guy that played Doc Holliday.
Yeah. Yeah, the guy who wasn't as good as Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
Graham from Meridianville says Doc Holliday was his best role, but he played an amazing Jim Morrison. Oh, that's right, he did. He played Jim Morrison and did the singing himself. He said, "I didn't know he sang himself." That's true, he did, and he was very convincingly spaced out. He was. Dustin from Hillsboro says Top Secret is like a Mel Brooks movie. Okay, got to check that out.
We have a Facebook comment, by the way. David Edwards said that his role in Willow and Top Secret were amazing.
All these movies that I'm thinking, okay, wait a minute. Now I got to go see some others.
Yeah.
Isn't that a shame, though? We wait until he's gone to go, I got to see those movies.
Yeah.
Sam from Priceville said he did play Batman, too, but Doc Holliday was the best. Wendy from Moulton says, I think Val Kilmer is one of the best actors of all time. For me, his ability to get into character is so good that he can make you forget that it was really him. That, you know what? I think that would be one of the hallmarks of success, isn't it? Where you can actually forget who that person is, and by the way, versatility too. I don't know. Maybe are you an Adam Sandler fan?
I'm not an avid one, but I enjoy all of his movies. Yeah.
See, I don't. And part of that is because Adam Sandler is the same character in every movie.
That's true.
It just feels to me like it's the same. There's one movie he did that was it was called Someone to Look Over Me or Watch Over Me, which was a serious movie he played with Don Cheadle, and. And he was actually really, really good at playing a serious role.
Yeah.
But all the rest of his movies he's the same character in every movie.
So I think Adam Sandler is funny. However, Adam Sandler's versatility as an actor, like you said, yeah, he Adam Sandler couldn't become any role. Like whenever you cast Adam Sandler, you're casting Adam Sandler, which
that's exactly right.
He's funny, but not, you know, wouldn't put him up there with the great actors because of that, like you said.
No. In fact, several people are putting in a movie I'd forgotten about, The Ghost in the Darkness. You ever seen that one?
I have not, no.
It's based on a, it's semi-based on a true story about a pair of lions that became very out of character. Some say that there was even almost like a spiritual content to this. Hmm. And these two lions began hunting people. And Val Kilmer was the hunter who was brought in to try and catch the ghost in the darkness, is what it was called.
Interesting.
It was a really good movie. Brian from Huntsville says, "Fare thee well, Val Kilmer. We have lost our Huckleberry." There you go. New texture doesn't tell us who they are or where they're from. Says Ghost in the Darkness. David from Bucky says the original Batman, Adam West. That was the campiest, but I loved that show as a kid. You're right. John from Huntsville says he's deducting points from Phil and JP's grades for saying that Val Kilmer is not the best Batman, so the winner is now Jeff from Indiana.
I think the Christian Bale Batman trilogy is like one of the greatest trilogies ever. I mean, that's, you can't top Christian Bale as Batman. Come on.
No, I mean, why would anybody even contest that?
Yeah.
All right, can I get some points back real quick? War Eagle. There we go. Josh from Coleman also says Ghost in the Darkness. Andrew from Tony said he did do his own singing in Top Secret, too. He must have had a great voice, which is ironic because he had that throat cancer and he lost the ability to speak late in life. And then Mike from Arab said, I had to go watch movies I'd forgotten about when Gene Hackman died also. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Gene Hackman. What a great actor. Gene Hackman could on the one hand be hilarious, and then the next he could make you just almost be creeped out by how bad he was. I'll tell you who else is that way. As long as we're just, I only got a minute left.
So I got like 5 seconds for the music.
5 seconds.
Yeah.
Denzel Washington. Denzel Washington can be the most incredibly likable and then unlikable character all at the same time.
Yeah, which makes him a great actor.
Which is, in Training Day, I didn't even like him anymore. And then I saw him in some of the others. All right. Music's playing. Listen, you guys, I am on the road tomorrow, in the air tomorrow, and traveling all over the place. So tomorrow, JP and Yaffe have the show. I'll be back on Friday. You guys have an amazing night. Do not forget, there are more of us than there are of them. God is still on his throne. Y'all stay in the fight. We'll see you soon.